The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Today, I tell you the story how by God's grace, I lost almost 100 pounds and have kept it off 9 years later.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
What you see more than you love your health, your family, or the Lord? Is food a stronghold in your life? Are you a food addict? I'm here to help you today as someone whose life was radically transformed by God's grace, who by God's grace has lived this out now going on 9 years with amazing, wonderful effects in my life to this moment. I want to encourage you. I want to help you. I want to make as clear as I can. I'm not here to be critical, to condemn, to discourage, to point fingers. Quite the contrary. I recognize how challenging it can be to overcome food addictions, to make lifestyle changes, to shed unneeded weight, to eat and live in a healthy way. I'd be the first person to tell you how difficult it can be, but I'm also the first person to tell you if God could help me, he could help anyone. Michael Brown, welcome to the broadcast. My heart burns to see a healthy church and to see a healthy you. For those of you who have a very healthy lifestyle and are fit and are thriving in that regard, you'll be cheering me on because you want to see others fit and healthy as well. For those who are struggling, for those who recognize their needs, by all means, I'm here to help you. And I understand that some of you have conditions that are unrelated to diet. In other words, you were in a bad car wreck and your back was damaged and there are issues because of that. Or stricken with some disease that has some genetic issue that goes back generations. I'm not here to say, well, if you eat right, you'll never get sick and you'll never have a problem. I am here to tell you that transforming your lifestyle with food will get rid of the vast majority of common sicknesses and illnesses that we deal with, and things as radical as type 2 diabetes and as radical as clogging of arteries and heart disease can be largely reversed through a radical lifestyle change. I am a living witness. All right. If you have a question for me, understanding I'm not a medical doctor. My PhD is in Near Eastern Languages and Literatures. I'm not a medical doctor. If you have a question for me about lifestyle change, about how I've learned to do certain things, how we deal with travel, things I may not cover in the show today, and you'd like to ask me, or you're in a rut and you're trying to figure out what to do, you can call in that regard. So if it's a health, nutrition-related question, as long as it's not a medical question, or well, what's your greatest source of protein or carbs, I mean, I can answer a little of that. But Nancy's the one who spent decades studying, learning, helped so much by the writings and teaching of Dr. Joel Fuhrman, just really basic stuff. And a lot of it, even though Joel Fuhrman's not a believer, stuff that goes back to biblical principles about what God makes being good. I can help you on some level with phone calls. So feel free to call if you want to try to probe or Dr. Brown, how, or what about this? Because wherever I travel, invariably people want to talk to me about lifestyle and diet, especially because we tell them in advance that I'm on a special diet. That's the way we tell them to make sure they take it seriously and therefore make sure they have certain foods, etc. when we go. And I travel for other things. I'm about to leave for Germany and Latvia. And of course, we're going to have great broadcasts every single day. Won't miss a beat with that. But I travel with a little extra stuff in my luggage because of the food requirements. And let me tell you this. It's a joy. It's wonderful. It's amazing to feel the way I feel at 68, to feel as if I'm getting younger every year, to be excited about the prospects of greater health and greater vitality and greater fitness so I can better honor the Lord, so I can better be there, a better husband and father and grandfather, and better be there in a better way as a servant of the body, to reach out to the lost, to serve all of you. It is absolutely wonderful to feel like this. And I didn't feel like this 9 years ago. 9 years ago, I weighed 275 pounds, the most I'd ever weighed in my life. 275 pounds as of August of 2014. On average, I had about three headaches a week. And some of them could be bad, not migraine or anything like that, but bad. I had constant lower back pain. I was tired all the time. Now, I kept a very brutal schedule, very intense schedule, traveling around the world, pushing hard, going day and night. I was getting worn out. I was getting worn out doing it. Not only so, but my blood pressure was dangerously high. It was now first level high blood pressure, not getting there, but there. One time when I was checking it at home, it was as high as 149 over 103. And that's dangerous. That's the silent killer. And less than 8 months later, I weighed 180 pounds. I actually went a little bit below that. So I lost almost 100 pounds. You say, what do you weigh today? Weighed myself earlier this week, you know, trying to do it the right time of the day to keep the averages, et cetera, 182. So within 2 pounds, all right? And it fluctuates, you know, 2-3 pounds basically from that weight of 180. Less than 8 months, I lost almost 100 pounds. I did not go on a fad diet. I did not try just cut back on this a little, cut back on that a little. By God's grace, I made a radical lifestyle change. What happened to headaches? Gone. So you don't say, Dr. Brown, you don't get them as much anymore. No, I said gone. Virtually no headaches in 9 years after maybe three a week, sometimes more. So think of that. Think of 150 plus headaches a year, right? Then multiply that by nine. You're talking about over 1,200 headaches that I didn't get. How about that? How about blood pressure? Oh, I'd say it averages in the high 90s over the high 60s. Uh-huh. Yeah. What about the lower back pain? Gone. You say, you mean you don't have it as much? No. Gone. I don't have it at all. And everything's changed. Energy level, focus, ability to keep going. It's mind-boggling. And when I'm working out regularly, I work out with guys that are in the gym a lot and guys in their 20s, and we'll hit a workout together. And if it's a workout I'm familiar with, so it's not a matter of learning something new. If it's a workout I'm familiar with, I'll often beat guys in their 20s. I'm talking about life transformation. You say, well, it was easy for you. No. If it was easy for me, I would have done it earlier because I didn't like being overweight. When I weighed 220 pounds, I didn't like it. I liked it even less when I weighed 240. I liked it even less when I got as high as 275. Yikes. And I thought to myself, which way is this going? I always preach about the acharit, the final consequences, the final end, the direction that something is going. Where is this going? Well, here's my blood pressure now. Am I going to go on blood pressure meds with all the side effects that they bring with them? Am I going to go on cholesterol medication? My cholesterol, the highest it ever got was 240, which is bad. But the real bad part, it was only around 200, which is also high, but the bad was high and the good was low. That's transformed. It's probably in the 130s now, somewhere around there. And the good is way up, the bad way down. I work with naturopathic Dr. Mark Stengler, who was recognized as Doctor of the Decade. So, I mean, a brilliant doctor, just on cutting edge of latest research on so many key areas of health and thriving. So he does my blood work every year. I get as many as 14 vials of blood for my annual blood tests. I get a report back can be, the longest I ever got was 35 pages of data. Nancy is an expert on these kind of things, but he has to get on the phone with us because there are so many categories she's never even seen before. Subdivision of this and this and this and this. I mean, he can tell me you need more sunlight. Or you need to up your sunflower seeds. Or in other words, it's that detailed Last time he said, it looks like you're low on flax seed and cruciferous. I said, actually, I was away. I didn't have it. And Nancy didn't realize I didn't have it for a few weeks before that. You're exactly right. I mean, we're talking about detail. And he told me based on the blood test that I'm in the highest range, 0.05% of people my age that he's tested. And then just looking at general health, as you can tell by blood work. There are categories that he's laughed at. When he's seen where I am in certain of the categories, he has left. One I remember a couple of years back, he said, your functions here, this one part of your body that's we learned from these blood tests, he said, that's the optimum level we shoot for a guy in his 20s. There's another that's so far off the charts, he said to me, if you went to a regular doctor and they saw that level, they would write down you're taking illegal black market supplements because you just don't get levels that high. So I'm talking about a radical turnaround. I would struggle. Okay, I'm going to try to get off chocolate because I know I was a chocoholic. And I had a stretch for a year where I would only have chocolate once a month. Well, that didn't last because longtime chocoholic. I used to have Oreos for breakfast as a boy. Literally, you could have left me on a desert island where I could get a couple slices of New York pizza every day, have M&M's, brownies, chocolate ice cream, and Diet Coke to drink. Oh, yeah, Diet Coke. And I would have been happy having the same thing every single day. Two or three meals, the same thing every single day. I would have been happy doing it. All right, I was addicted to these foods. And when I would try to break free, it never lasted. Why? Because I didn't accept the fact that I had to make a radical lifestyle change. So I want to start here. I want to start here for every single one of you listening. If you're overweight, if you're obese, if you are having health-related problems, especially the older you get, heavier you are, the more health-related problems you're going to have. It's inevitable. I want to be as plain as I can because I want to help you today. All right? I want to help you today. You must understand that just cutting back is not going to do it. Because you're going to cut back on unhealthy foods that constantly create a desire for more unhealthy foods, and you're not going to be putting the good, healthy stuff into your body. So you must recognize that cutting back is not the key, that some fad diet is not the key. The key is to make a radical lifestyle change and to live by it without exception. If that means you never have a cup of coffee again the rest of your life, if that means you never have a slice of pizza again the rest of your life, if that means you never have a burger and fries again the rest of your life, if that means you never have a dish of chocolate ice cream again the rest of your life, so be it. I'm telling you firsthand, you can live without all that stuff, but you can't live without your health. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to challenge you, and I want to help you. Friends, if I could do it, the poster boy for unhealthy eating my entire life, if I could be the poster boy for healthy eating, anybody can. And it works. It works. It works. It works. Hey, friends. Michael Brown here. Many of you know about the radical health transformation in my own life starting August of 2014, went from 275 pounds to 180 pounds, less than 8 months, not by dieting, but by radical lifestyle transformation, getting rid of the bad, unhealthy things, eating only healthy foods. I've kept it up by God's grace now for 9 years, going from 3 headaches a week to no headaches in 9 years. Blood pressure as high as 149 over 103, now maybe 105 over 70 on average. I mean, radical transformation. And I encourage you to look at your life, look at your diet, ask, are you going in the right direction or do you need to make some changes? I also want to help you on a very practical level. I have added into my life as well some great supplements from our co-sponsor, Trivita. In fact, that's why we work with them, because I have personally benefited from these as well. I want to commend to you three in particular. nitric oxide, which helps with blood flow, oxygen, energy level. MyoHealth, which helps with skeletal structure, muscle, which is really important as you get older. And NoPelea, which deals with chronic inflammation. And in fact, I've learned that that's the number one killer worldwide, chronic inflammation. I take these three supplements every single day. As I travel around the world, I travel with these. And I want to encourage you strongly, check them out for yourselves. 800-771-5584. Get your free online health consultation. 800-771-5584 or go to trivita.com. Use the code BROWN25. You will get a 25% discount on your entire order, whatever size it is. And 100% of your first order will go to support the Line of Fire and more than a tithe of all subsequent orders. I use these. I commend them to you. 800-771-5584.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Okay, a little later in the broadcast, I'm going to give every single one of you three practical things you can do today. Three practical things that every one of you can do starting today. We want to see a healthy you. We want to see a healthy church, spirit, soul, body. We want to see a healthy you, spirit, soul, body. The older I get, the more I have to offer. What a shame it would be if the older I get, the less ability I have to offer things because I'm run down with sickness. I'm run down with all kinds of issues. I can't push too hard. And it's all because of unhealthy eating. What a shame that would be. And whatever age you are, you can still make a difference for tomorrow and the next day, all right? And I'm going to talk to you about the role of supplements. They're not substitutes, but the role of supplements. That's something you can do today as well. So a little later in the broadcast, I'm going to talk to you about that as well. So three practical steps I'm going to give every single one of you. And I'm going to take your calls in a bit, 866-348-7884, as long as your calls are related to today's topic. Let me read a passage to you from Proverbs chapter 23. And it says this, when you sit down to dine with a ruler, consider well who is before you. Thrust a knife to your gullet if you have a large appetite. Gluttony in Scripture is sinful. But note that in Galatians 5, one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. Now, why is it that most Bible-believing Christians don't smoke cigarettes? We would say we shouldn't smoke cigarettes. Though those of us who hold to that view that we shouldn't smoke cigarettes, why do we hold to it? Well, it's destructive to our bodies, and it's a habit, right? Therefore, we say we should not do it. It's destructive to our bodies, and it's a habit. Well, what about what we eat? What we eat is far more destructive to our bodies potentially than smoking a cigarette or even drinking alcohol. Far, far more deadly. And in many ways, far more addictive because we have to eat every day and our standard American diet is deadly. And with our culture of eating out and fast food and all of this, it's built around unhealthy eating. When God set me free from drugs, instantly December 17th of 1971, now I'm not around it anymore, right? I'm not hanging out with the same people. I'm not partying. We're not going to the same places. Maybe you used to go to a bar and drink and so on. And okay, so you pull away from that. And so I'm not around drugs. I'm not tempted. I'm of course, not tempted, but I'm not tempted because I'm not around it. Not tempted to drink, not around it. Right, but food, you got to eat food every day. And people are kind of, hey, why don't you have this? Why don't you have that? How about this? How about that? I'll be flying out tonight. I'll be offered all kinds of things on the plane, you know, and the great majority unhealthy. Maybe I get something a little healthy to eat, but I bring stuff with me. I make choices, and the choices are absolutely worth it. Paul, when rebuking false teachers, spoke of some of them and said their God is their stomach. So is your stomach your God? Does it control your life? I got a voicemail from a younger colleague. God uses him around the world, in America and around the world. Man of God, full of the Spirit, sees lots of people set free. And seems to be in relatively good shape and eats in a relatively healthy way. But I challenged him about food addictions. And he said, Dr. Brown, I discovered I have a food addiction. And I know what it is, and it was sugar, whatever it was. And he said, please pray. My wife and I are going to start reading your book on Monday. This is a few days ago. Please pray. And I sent him a voice text back, and I said, hey, you're a man of God. I said, how in the world are you going to tell some drug addict you can be set free in Jesus' name, some alcoholic you can be set free in Jesus' name, someone bound by sexual sin you can be set free in Jesus' name when you yourself are a slave to food? I said, come on, you're bigger than that. You're better than that. I had to cry out to God because I went through three miserable days of withdrawal. So I cut out all the unhealthy things. Nancy said, when I talked to her and said, I got to make a change. Because I'd always done, I'll cut back on this, I'll cut back on this. I won't eat fried food. I won't eat red meat. I'll cut back on pizza. I'll have a Subway sandwich instead. I won't have sweets, or I won't have this chocolate. Right? It always came back. You prune the thing, it's gonna grow back. You have to cut it out entirely. Not cut it back, but cut it out entirely. But the problem was I didn't like the healthy foods. I was a food wimp. I told people overseas, I said I would much rather preach to a hostile, potentially dangerous crowd than try new foods. And I lived it out. I would avoid new foods like the plague. Find a reason not to eat unless it was going to offend the host, then I would eat. But find a reason not to eat because I was so weak with new foods. And I'd preach to crowds, violent, potentially dangerous, potentially violent, and do that. Be willing to risk my life for that, but not be willing to taste new food. I mean, that's a wimp. That's a food wimp. And I had to have my stuff. I had to have these foods I was addicted to. And I didn't realize how addicted I was until I tried to break free. So when I went cold turkey back in August of 2014, those the first 3 days were miserable. But I remember thinking, okay, these are toxins leaving my body. This is good. This is positive. This is helpful. And if I quit now, next time I start, I'm going to have to start from day one again. At least I'm into day two or day three. The end of the third day, I cried out, God, you were so real to me when you set me free from drugs. Be real to me now. And surely the power of your Spirit is greater than the power of chocolate donuts or whatever. And I got the breakthrough that night. Then the key after that was renewing my mind, because food played a role in my life. I wasn't just addicted to unhealthy foods, right? Chocolate in the middle of it, sweets in the middle of it, but other things as well. I wasn't just addicted to unhealthy foods, but also, in addition to that, food played a certain role in my life. Some people, food is your comfort food. Times of anxiety or depression or fear, food. Others, it can play another role in your life. My wife Nancy said she just ate because she was a glutton. She just, it had nothing to do with a state of mind. She just liked to eat. For me, food was my reward. Come on, you travel day and night, you preach day and night, you get to your hotel, you finally finish the last night, the last meeting, done. Well, what am I going to do now to just unwind, relax? I'm not going to watch some unclean movie. I'm not going to have a drink, do drugs, but I can eat. I can eat. My personal assistant, when I'd be traveling out and the folks would say, okay, what do you want at the hotel? He would tell them, chocolate M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, Diet Coke, and pretzels. Those would be the snacks in my room. Uh-huh. So now folks in the room will have apples, berries, grapes, fruits like that, water or sparkling water, and then an abundance of salads and greens. I have a massive salad in a 4-quart bowl every single day with all kinds of healthy ingredients, not processed food, but healthy ingredients, and supplemented with some raw organic seeds and some flaxseed, and then I'll have some raw organic walnuts broken up, thrown in, things like that. I may have a veggie burger later in the night on like a sprouted bread thing, so it's not flour. I have no dairy, no flour, no sugar in terms of my general lifestyle. And the key thing is no exceptions. It's hard, but it makes it easy because it's not an option. When guys would pick me up from the airport and they knew me in the past, they saw this radical change. Dr. Brown, what happened? And the first question I always ask with a smile, how often do you cheat? I say, how often do you cheat on your wife? I mean, that's have to look at it. It's off limits. You don't do it. Almost everybody we know that starts well and falls back because they give themselves cheat days. Almost everybody we know, they fall back because they give themselves cheat days, splurge days, but it's a birthday, it's an anniversary, it's a holiday. Almost everybody we know that falls back. It happened to Nancy. It was much harder for her to get back on track the second time around than the first time around because she used to give herself cheat days, splurge days. You just have to accept, okay, I'll never have that again. And you can live without it. I thoroughly enjoy the healthy foods that I eat. But either way, food used to be my reward. Food was my reward. Now food is the fuel for a healthy life, and the healthy life is my reward. And that's why we're ramping up everything we're doing in ministry. We are looking to expand everything we are doing because by God's grace, I am thriving and feeling like a horse in the gate is ready to go out and run. The energy, the vitality, the strength, the sharpness, it is here in abundance, and it all has to do with a radical transformation of my lifestyle. We come back, I'm going to give you 3 steps. Every single one of you can do these 3 things, and then I will go to the phone. So please be patient if you're holding. 866-348-7884. Hey friends, this is Dr. Michael Brown. I want to invite you to join our support team. Make an investment of $1 a day that will absolutely last forever. You know, the Lord has given us a holy mandate to blanket America with the Line of Fire broadcast. And on a regular basis, we hear from folks writing in, Dr. Brown, I used to be a practicing homosexual. I listened to you. I heard Grace and Truth together. I was changed. We hear from pastors who say, thank you for speaking with compassion, but giving us backbone and courage. And we know across America, so many believers are getting healthy and strong through listening to the broadcast, through listening to these messages as we tackle the controversies, the most difficult issues of the day. We even hear from former Muslims who've come to faith, from Jewish people who now believe in Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, through this broadcast and our resources. So join our support team. $1 or more per day makes you an official torchbearer. Immediately, you will get access to hundreds of hours of terrific online classes and exclusive video content. Every single month, we'll send you a brand new audio message, and along with it, an insider prayer newsletter where we'll talk about the things that are going to be coming in our ministry and share some of the amazing testimonies of the fruit that you are a part of. And when you do sign up, I want to give you 2 books as a special gift. First, Compassionate Father, a Consuming Fire. Who is the God of the Old Testament? I take the best of my Hebrew and Old Testament scholarship, wrap it together in this book that you'll find eye-opening, answering many of the questions you have. And then Revolution, my classic book that tells you how to wage war the Jesus way, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love. We are transformed. We can bring transformation to the nation. So call this number now, 800-538-5275. That's 800-538-5275. Say, I'd like to become a torchbearer, or go to askdrbrown.org. Click on Donate Monthly Support.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right. I want to give you 3 practical things that each of you can do. Then I want to reiterate some of the issues that come from our unhealthy eating. And unfortunately, an ever-increasing number of Americans, we are overweight, we are obese. Again, I don't say this to criticize or throw stones. Many of you feel terrible about your weight already. For me, as a servant of the Lord and a minister of the gospel, I just felt, for me, I'm not pointing a finger at anyone else, I'm not criticizing, I'm not making a judgment on you. God knows my heart saying this. For me, I felt it could not contribute to my witness as a minister of the gospel. Because I live a disciplined life, and I push hard, and I say no to sin in the flesh in so many ways, and yet there was this stronghold. because of that, I was overweight. Even though I was a big guy, I could maybe get away with it better than someone else. It was unhealthy. It was not being a good steward of my body. And I felt, okay, let's say I'm debating some young gay activists on a college campus about morality and homosexuality or what the Bible says about these issues. And he's a slick-looking young guy, and I'm a heavy old guy. Well, right then, there's something that's off-putting to a lot of people. All right, and I just felt it's not a good way. I'm not trying to be slick. I'm not trying to be some 18-year-old. I'm not. I'm 68, gray hair and all that. So be it. But I just felt in terms of discipline, in terms of example, in terms of saying no to the flesh. Obviously, I was saying yes to the flesh too much. And for me, I wasn't a glutton. Like if I was going to have go to Dairy Queen and get a chocolate extreme blizzard, a large one, that was 1,500 calories, just that. Well, I'd skip a meal that day to make up. Well, you didn't make up for it, but that was in my mind, you know? I never ate whatever I wanted all day, every day. I was disciplined, but I ate unhealthy stuff. I was a slave to food. Okay, so three things everybody can do. Three things. Number one, be honest before God. Be honest before God and be honest with yourself. Don't look. You're not fooling anybody. We're not fooling anybody because we're going to reap what we sow. Okay? No, I don't mean that every single person who eats healthy will live to be 100 and a person who doesn't eat healthy will live to be 40. I understand there are a lot of stuff genetic and some people are going to live longer in general, some going to not live as long, and I understand that calamity can happen to anybody. I'm just saying, generally speaking, you can make 100% guarantee that those who will eat a true, healthy lifestyle, live a true, healthy lifestyle and eat in a truly healthy way, they will live longer and have greater health than those who don't. And you say, well, I've tried. Well, what does it mean? I've sat with people having steak and French fries and drinking a Coke and telling me how they watch what they eat and they eat healthily. Okay? So I was willfully ignorant of stuff. I said, well, every day there's a new diet. One day they tell you this is healthy, and the next day they tell you it's not healthy. Why should I believe this health guru when another one's going to say that? You got this fat, that fat. I was willfully ignorant. Why? Because I wanted my food. Just being honest with you. So number one, everybody can do this. Start here. Be honest. Tell the Lord, I've got a food problem. I admit, I've got a food problem. Or the thought of not having certain foods, I'd rather die young than that. Be honest with God. I've got a problem here. Be honest to him, Lord, I love my food more than I love my health or my family or the Lord. Because guaranteed, if you're eating in an unhealthy way, guaranteed, if you're eating an unhealthy way and overweight, obese on top of it, guaranteed you're going to have health problems that you would not have otherwise. Guaranteed. Over a period of time, it will have. It's just the way the body works. It's amazing we can eat such bad stuff and live as long as we do. That's even more amazing when you think of the body, but then flip that around and think, why am I abusing it? Why am I putting bad stuff in it? Here, listen to this. Just a list from Dr. Furman. What happened? I had it up. And it, not sure how I lost that there. Okay, let me come. I know where it is. It's just a different screen here. Here we go. So, health risks of obesity. And more kids now are obese because the way they're raised and the foods they're eating. All right? They're having problems with high blood pressure. And think, what in the world are they doing? The hearts, the arteries. Dr. Furman, in his books, Eat to Live, End of Dieting, lists some of this. Some of the health risks of obesity. Increased overall premature mortality. Think you could have had 10 or 20 more years with your family, with your kids, with your grandkids for ministry, but you ate yourself into the grave. Adult onset diabetes. Type 2 diabetes can be reversed with healthy eating. Radical lifestyle changes, but it can be completely reversed. Now, it may have brought deterioration to a certain organ in your body. That can't be recovered, but everything else can be gone. You don't need to be on insulin. Type 2 can be reversed fully. Hypertension, in other words, high blood pressure, silent killer. Degenerative arthritis. You say that's related to diet? Yes. Coronary artery disease, absolutely related to diet. And years of total healthy eating, you can unclog your arteries. It's proven. This is not maybe theory. No, these are realities. Cancer. Many cancers are diet related. In fact, more and more studies are indicating that a large percentage of cancers are diet related. Lipid disorders, obstructive sleep apnea, gallstones, infiltration of liver, restrictive lung disease, gastrointestinal diseases, and on and on and on it goes. So number one, everybody can do this. Be honest with God. Start there. God, I got a problem. Lord, I've been planning, making changes for all these years. Obviously, I have a problem. Be honest with God. Can you start there? All right? Everyone can start right there. There's no reason we can't. Lord, I'm going to be brutally honest with myself and with you. I remember going through a checklist Dr. Furman had to see if you're a food addict. And maybe there were 10 items on it, and I only checked off like 4. And I thought, I'm pretty good. And he said, if you checked off more than one, you're a food addict. It's like, oh, okay. So be honest with yourself, right? Now, number two, this is going to help you be honest. It's going to help you be honest. Number two, what is your favorite food, the one you eat most frequently, that perhaps you're addicted to? Be it a cup of coffee in the morning, be it a particular dessert that you have, you know, dish of ice cream each day, be it something else, something with bread, whatever, all right? A meal that you have frequently that you really enjoy having, but you're sure you're not addicted to it. Go without it for a month, just as a test. Go without it for a month. Is that a month? Well, if you're not addicted to it, if it's not that important in your life, what's the big deal with going without it? You say, well, Dr. Brown, how would you like to go without salad for a month? I wouldn't, because it's healthy fuel for my body, because it is good stuff for my body. The idea of not having it, I don't crave it the way I craved unhealthy things. I don't have addiction. I don't have withdrawal. That's a good thing. But take something that's not good. If your favorite meal is some organic blueberries, a handful of organic blueberries, though I'm not telling you to see if you're addicted to that. I'm talking about something that's not healthy. You have to have your red meat every day. You have to have some fried food every day. You have to have your whatever your candy bar is every day. So go without it for a month and just see if you're addicted or not. That's how this younger colleague of mine realized he was addicted. I gave him that same challenge. He said, Dr. Brown, I realized I was addicted. I was talking to Nancy about it. She said, how about, she's pretty ruthless in terms of being honest and direct and clear. She said, how about a week? All right, so let's start there. Whatever it is that you assure me, I'm not addicted to this. I have it a lot. I know it's not healthy, but I can put it away anytime I want. All right, go without it for a week. Start there. Go without it for a week. And see whether or not you are addicted. Are you craving? Are you going through withdrawal? Are you having headaches? Are you feeling weak? Do you feel you have to have it? And if it's unhealthy and you can do without it for a week, why add it back in? Why add it back in if you're not addicted to it? If you are addicted to it, all the more do you need to break from it. All right. So number one, be honest with yourself before God, maybe with others too, someone that you're accountable to or close to. I admit I have a problem with food. Number two, check out to see whether you're addicted. Unhealthy food of some kind, go without it for a week. Right? If you say, oh, there's nothing I have every day or nothing I even have every week, okay, well, that's a better sign. But maybe it's always breads. Maybe it's always something fried. Maybe it's always some kind of meat. Just for 1 week. And then third thing, add some healthy supplements in your life. Give yourself a boost. Give yourself a charge. Give yourself, maybe this will be a little incentive, a little injection of something healthy and something good. So I wholeheartedly recommend that you do what I'm doing, okay? You say, Dr. Brown, you seem energized. Well, I am energized. I'm energized by healthy eating. I'm energized by exercising. But these supplements have really been a blessing in my life as well. And the reason that we brought on Trivita as our co-sponsor is not just because they're being super generous and saying, hey, we want to bless all of your listeners, Dr. Brown, and we want to expand your reach. It's not just because they're being generous. It's because of the company that they are. If they were not who they are, if they were not a top-rated wellness company, Dr. Stangler gives them an A+. If they were not that, we wouldn't be working with them as a co-sponsor, because we're not here to sell stuff. We're not here to merchandise stuff. I despise merchandising stuff. To me, this is a matter of saying, hey, these have helped me. They can help you too. So here are the three supplements that I take every single day without fail. I'm traveling on the road. I've got them with me in my suitcases now. One is nitric oxide. So let me give you the number now. 800-771-5584. 800-771-5584. Call the moment you have an opportunity to call. Call today if you can. 800-771-5584. I won't be offended if you stop listening to the show for a minute to make the call. All right, tell them Dr. Brown sent you, but they'll know when you call that number who you are. Nitric oxide. This helps with blood flow. In fact, one of our younger colleagues, early 40s, saw within a couple of weeks of using this, his blood pressure dropped by 10 points, okay? Another of my colleagues is using this regularly. He's been energized. He's amazed at how much he's accomplishing in the course of a day. Right, so nitric oxide, it will help with blood flow, oxygenation. And then the next thing you want to take is, I've got a break coming up, so I'm going to finish this on the other side of the break. But I'll just tell you quickly, MyoHealth, which is amino acids, so ask about this, nitric oxide, MyoHealth, and Nopalea. Ask about these. These are part of my diet. Supplements, so they're not substitutes, but add health into your body with these. You can start here today. And in fact, I believe this spot we'll play now will tell you about Nopalea. So I'll finish more on the other side of the break, and then we're going straight to your calls. All right, don't go anywhere.
I'm Paul Burnett, a board-certified doctor of holistic health, and I want to take this opportunity to talk to you about the importance of healthy blood flow and how it's enhanced by a miracle molecule known as nitric oxide. You see, blood vessels release nitric oxide, which increases blood flow known as something called vasodilation. At Trivita, we take blood flow seriously for our members, and we've developed a nitric oxide plus supplement that has been formulated with natural ingredients designed to maximize nitric oxide production in our blood vessels, which increases blood flow. You may be wondering why you don't have as much energy as you used to. One study that I came across revealed that by the age of 40, we only produce about 50% of the nitric oxide production as compared to our 20s, and by the age of 70, the study showed that we're only producing about 15 to 25%. I have good news. As we age, there's another way for our body to increase nitric oxide production, and that's by converting nitrates in vegetables like beetroot into nitric oxide. Bottom line, with more nitric oxide, we stimulate more blood flow to our vital organs and we experience more energy while supporting healthy blood pressure. Trivita's Nitric Oxide Plus has been formulated to increase nitric oxide production and blood flow at every age.
To place your order for products to support your wellness goals, call 1-800-771-5584 or online at Trivita.com. As a Trivita introductory offer, use promo code BROWN25 and receive a 25% discount on the products of your choice. Call 1-800-771-5584. 800-771-5584. May you live with greater wellness.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, so it was actually about nitric oxide, the very thing I was just talking about. You just heard a spot on that from our co-sponsor, Trivita. So 800-771-5584. Everybody can do this. You can add these healthy supplements in. So nitric oxide, you'll definitely see a change. I believe you will. There's money-back guarantee, if not, that your energy levels over a period of weeks, oxygen flow, you might even see something happen with blood pressure. And then MyoHealth, these are amino acids. These are so essential from skeletal health, muscle health, and especially as you get older. I'm actually able now at 68, as I'm working out more and trying to lift more, actually put on muscle with the help of MyoHealth. And then no Nopalea, which just make a daily deposit in your body, a daily choice to have this every single day. You could see results having to do with arthritic pain, but chronic inflammation, stuff we don't even know going on in our bodies, this works against that. So start here. Whatever else you're doing, you can add these healthy supplements in while you work on the radical lifestyle changes. All right, so 800-771-5584 or go to Trivita.com, Trivita.com, put in the code BROWN25. That'll get you 25% off your order. So get as much as you want because you're getting 25% off. And if you've never ordered, 100% of your first order will be donated. 100%, all of it. Not after this or that. No, 100% of it donated to help us reach more people through the line of fire, to help us get more people healthy, spirit, soul, body. So number one, be honest with God and yourself. Number two, break away. Just try one thing that you think you might be addicted to or you have to have, or you'd like to have every day, and just go without it for a month, but start with a week. See how that works. To see, am I craving it? Am I having headaches? Am I sweating? Am I weak? Do I have to have it? Well, then that's a problem. You're addicted. And you're addicted to something unhealthy. It makes it even worse. Then number three, add some healthy supplements in. Start there. Even while you work on other things. I was talking to dear friends, and I was saying to the wife, you know, supplements are not substitutes. She said, true. But sometimes the supplements can get you started. And she had been so weak and so tired and struggling in so many areas of her life, she started taking a healthy supplement. After that, she started to gain energy. Then she got incentive to start eating healthier. So you add those in either at the beginning of your journey or along your journey, and you will benefit from them. All right. One of our team members, arthritic pain in her knees for years and years, tried everything she could that was out there, supplements, this and that. Started Nopalea, and a few weeks later, she noticed a massive change. Yeah, so that's why we're encouraging you to get hold of these yourself. All right, thanks for holding so much. Let's go to Alyssa in St. Louis. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm so honored to be on your show, and I wanted to share a quick testimony that had to do with your prayers for breaking off addictions.
Please.
And then I wanted to ask your question.
Yeah, please.
So when I was, I drink coffee every single day from the time I was 17 years old. When I was 24, you came to St. Louis to a prayer meeting with Lou Engel, and you prayed over people to get free from addiction. I just was praying so hard, agreeing with you, Lord, break everybody's addiction. And I did not think about my coffee addiction. But then the next day, I started not wanting to drink my coffee. Long story short, I was in the middle of a fast. I stopped drinking coffee during the fast, but then I went back to it. 7 years later, you came to Grace Church, and I just was listening to your message again because I just, you know, was interested. And again, you prayed for addictions to break. And the next day, I started to not want to drink my normal cup of coffee, started feeling sick to my stomach. And then I finally put the pieces together and said, and I realized it had been 7 years since the last time you prayed, and it was 7 years before that I started coffee. And, you know, in the scriptures, there's something about Jubilee, you know, every 7 years. And so breakthrough. So anyways, I just was like, okay, I'm done with coffee. And so I wanted to share that testimony just to kind of bolster what you're saying, people don't think of coffee as, you know, a heavy addiction, but the Lord, you know, obviously did that for me. Sorry, my baby's crying, but he's actually part of this testimony too. So also I ended up having, I ended up having an autoimmune disease. I didn't know what it was, but, the Lord had me do a renal fast, and all my symptoms went away when I did that. But again, I was dumb, and I went back and ate the things I shouldn't have eaten. But the Lord gave me a second chance again, where I had a doctor who told me that I could cure my autoimmune disease with a plant-based diet. So I just want to say, I went all plant-based again, gluten-free, no sweets, and took out other things, and I was able to reverse my symptoms and able to have a baby. So I just want to say all those things to support what you're saying. And so many of the things you said already answered questions I had. But what I wanted to ask you was, in this world of natural, kind of like plant-based whole foods, there's a lot of things people do. Some of them are obviously New Age, like people, seeking healing, but in kind of New Age ways. But some of them, I'm not sure. I wonder what your take is on Chinese herbal medicines and especially acupuncture. I'm really not sure about that one. Right. So I didn't know if you had any thoughts about that or discernment.
Okay. So I actually asked Dr. Stengler about that because I was getting shots in my hand for a particular condition, these ozone shots. So it wasn't mm-hmm. medical, but things that are not normally heard of to deal with this particular thing, unless you're in naturopathic circles. And the only doctor mm-hmm. in our area that did these was an acupuncture doctor. Mm-hmm. when I asked Dr. Stengler, he said, oh, there are certain things that are proven. In other words, there are certain aspects of Chinese medicine that are not tied in with magic or New Age things or crystals, but that are certain proven things with acupuncture that can do certain positive things or with certain aspects of Chinese herbal medicine. So it all has to be sorted out. In other words, there may be, antibiotics may be really helpful for you in your body at a certain time. Obviously, you don't mm-hmm. want to take them all the time because of the negative that it does, so you take probiotics, et cetera, but let's mm-hmm. just say you needed them for a particular infection. Well, they're part of a big pharma industry where people make a lot of money and there's a lot of greed, right? But they still work, mm-hmm. right? So, so the same way, there may be a Chinese herbal medicine and the particular website selling it is also into all kinds of stuff and Buddhist philosophy, whatever. That's separate, right? So I'm mm-hmm. absolutely no expert on it, but from what I understand, there are things that are valid, that are helpful. Generally speaking, though, a good naturopathic mm-hmm. doctor would be able to recommend some of those things or say, oh, yeah, this is proven to work in this way, this way, this way, this way. So there's value in Western mm-hmm. medicine. There's value in Eastern medicine, from what I understand. But everything mm-hmm. else, we're just looking at the philosophy is that God made stuff for us, and that's good. And when man starts messing with it, it generally gets bad, mm-hmm. you know, processing mm-hmm. it. That's the philosophical approach. Everything else is just, this herb is good for this, this plant is good for this, this treatment is good for this. Mm-hmm. And then there are other things that obviously become mixtures. But Alyssa, thank you for sharing this. This is absolutely so heartwarming and especially with the baby in the background. When you say the baby tummy, it's like, let that little one cry. This is part of the story. And what's interesting is that I don't generally preach messages and then pray for people to be free from addictions, for you to be in those meetings for that to happen, and then for the Lord to be so gracious as to mm-hmm. take away your desire to give you a hint. Mm-hmm. And then... you're living proof. I mean, a lot of people struggle all their lives because of autoimmune disorders, and then one thing leads to another, and it's debilitating. And here you've shown what so many know, as I said at the outset, the vast majority of diseases and illnesses we suffer with can be changed through radical lifestyle change. Hey, Alyssa, keep shining brightly. Let that baby keep crying, and we rejoice with you. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that's a reminder to me, and I believe this is from the Lord right now. Father, I pray for everyone battling food addictions. I pray that you in your mercy would reach down, would touch them and help them just as you help me. Lord, I've said openly and publicly, it was much easier for me to give up heroin and the needle than it was for me to give up sweets and chocolates, but you set me free. May the same grace you poured out on me be poured out on my listeners right now. May they have a sense that they can live differently. May they have hope that they can live differently. And Lord, help them to take the right steps, to get educated, to move forward, that they can be blessed with vibrant health, that they can be a blessing to others. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's something really important. And if Nancy was here, she'd urge every single one of you. She'd urge every single one of you. Get educated. I was willfully ignorant. Joel Fuhrman, plant-based, whole foods, diet, whole unprocessed foods. Find out more. Just you get one of his books, Eat to Live or End of Dieting, or just get online and search one of his videos. And you'll find some fundamental ones where he lays out the science. He lays out the medical studies. He lays out the data. And he's doing this as a non-believer, as a Jewish man who's probably more agnostic than anything on that level. But this is what the science says. As a believer, you add in everything with it. Get educated. Find out about things. Get Dr. Stengler's letter, his newsletter at Mark Stengler at drstengler.com. Get educated. Get rid of the bad stuff. Put in the good stuff. You will never be the same. And then charge yourself. Give that extra boost, that extra help with these healthy supplements. And come on, friends. Healthy church. Healthy you. Let's do this. I'm praying for you. You can do this.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.